Welcome to another episode of The Guy Code. I am Renner Oswere. Now, on this episode, guys, we're going to be talking about Captain Save a Hole. Captain Save a Hole. This is a term you have had if you've been in the manosphere for some time, even the red pill space. And this is a term that has become popular on social media as well, especially Twitter. Now, we're going to be talking about the qualities of a Captain Save a Hole. What are the mistakes he is making? Some of the things we need to understand first and foremost is that you need to understand that choices have consequences. And your choices will determine how people will treat you going forward, even though you may get a second chance, right? Now, I just wanted to share that statement as a disclaimer, because we understand that these days it is very easy to claim that someone is slut shaming. This is now the most common buzzword, one of the most common buzzwords that feminists are using. And particularly, I do not find anything wrong with having shame. Shame is a good thing. Shame is a feeling that you could do better in some cases. And I think we can definitely unpack that in a later episode. But for now, we will discuss some of the mistakes and qualities that a Captain Save a Hole possesses. Number one is that he has a patronizing attitude. He believes he is superior to her, that his needs and wants are superior to her, and wants her to change to the individual he wants her to be. He overlooks her sovereignty and autonomy. And on this very first point, I just want to quote J. Cole. In one of his songs, he says, "Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved." I'm sure some of you just filled in that quote even before I finished it myself. Don't save her, she don't want to be saved. And the Captain Save a Hole doesn't understand that. That it's not about what you want. It's not about what you are projecting. It's about what she wants and she wants to do. You can want her to do anything you want her to do. It will not make any difference. And she will most likely not act on it, because people want to feel sovereign when it comes to their identity and their choices. They want to feel that they thought of it themselves and they will reap the benefit themselves. So when a Captain Save a Hole sees a lady who is in her whole phase, and in that whole phase, he wants to make her change her mind and immediately become his wife, he's looking over a lot of things. He's projecting his own ideals on her, especially in that season. She's busy riding the carousel. She might be 21, 22, a great body, gets a lot of compliments and attention from men, and she just wants to explore all her options and get all the sexual experience that she can get to satisfy her curiosity. So in that space, a Captain Save a Hole will come in and try to cuff her, try to force her to settle down by even bringing in all these incentives, trying to portray himself as a husband material when she is not looking for husband material. That is a very big mistake they do. So they come with a patronizing attitude that, yes, you're riding the carousel. Yes, you want to explore all your dating options. Yes, you want to gain all the sexual experience you want and satisfy your sexual curiosity. But I think you should be my wife in this season. Big mistake. No one will like that. No one will like someone who is imposing to them an identity that they do not want to accept in that time. Big mistake that the Captain Save a Hole does. That is number one. Number two, that the Captain Saberho is in love with an idea, not the reality. He sees someone in her that she does not see in herself. If she did see that individual in herself, she would be behaving differently. Now, let me unpack that. The Captain Saberho can see a lady who is promiscuous, who has chosen to be promiscuous, and decides that she will be his wife based on the idea or the dream or the vision or the illusion he is working with. This lady is going out every day. This lady spends most of her time, you know, drinking, having cocktails, brunches. And now you are imagining that just because you or just because he got in her life, that she will automatically change from having brunches and cocktails and tequila at 11 o'clock on a weekday to spending that time preparing your next meal. Overnight, that will not happen. That will not happen, my guy. Now you're just in love with an idea, with a picture. This lady wants to go out in the evening. 6 p.m. rather, she's out there pre-gaming in some club or some house party, and you are there imagining that she will be at home trying to fix some dinner for your kids. Really? Look at her. She's out there clubbing at this time, and you just want that she will be at home preparing food and supper for your kids at that time. No, that will not work. That's not how it works, my guy. So you're not involved in the reality. Captain Saberho's are not founded and rooted in reality. That this is a habit this lady has worked on and practices almost on a daily basis. So making her change just because the man or this man wants her to change is not likely. Is not likely unless she wanted to change. So the Captain Saberho really needs to understand that if her habits are not in alignment with the kind of qualities you want in a partner, you might as well just move on to another individual. Don't see someone who has certain habits and try and impose or project certain habits or project a certain lifestyle on her that she has never had or never had any interest in practicing. That is number two. The Captain Saberho is in love with an idea, in love with an illusion. That could even be a more appropriate word. Point number three, he doesn't value himself. If he has done the work, if he has some value within him and presents himself to her, feeling that she is the best he can deserve and cannot get any better. He doesn't value himself. This individual could be of a good financial status, health status, social status, and now he is settling for a lady who does not reciprocate the same value to him and will not add the same value to him in his own life. Why? Why will he do that? Because he doesn't feel that he deserves any better. Why could that be? For different reasons, maybe due to upbringing. Maybe because he really wants that feeling that he can project his ideas to someone and they change because of him, right? So this individual doesn't value himself, doesn't see that he deserves someone who will offer them the same value that he's willing to offer her. Because we definitely know a high-value man can change a woman's life. A high-value woman may not always change a man's life What will she do? She'll be hypergamous. She will want to connect with a man on her level or most of the time higher. We know what hypergamy is. We have tackled that in other episodes. So you understand on this point is that he doesn't value himself enough to evaluate this lady and say, this is what I bring to this relationship, and she barely brings anything that I value or I should value in this season of my life. So it will be best to definitely put her on limited association. But he doesn't want that. He wants her close. And unfortunately, what happens most of the time is that he's dragged down, because it's easier. It's way easier to drag someone down than for you to pull them up in practical sense. So it's a very sad situation where you see this Captain Saverho who is not always broke. Sometimes they are high-value men who are Captain Saverho. And they're dealing with women who do not bring any value to them. So this is really about how they evaluate their potential partners. They have a wrong way of evaluating their potential partners. Number four, he justifies red flags. This individual, deep within them, has standards that they believe in. However, he will let her cross those borders and even show those red signs, those red flag qualities, and he will still try and justify that. He justifies red flags, even to other individuals who may see that. Let's take a case in point of a Captain Saver who has some value, you know. He's stable, he can stand on his own 2 feet. He has a few things that are prospering for him in a significant way. Now he's dealing with a lady who is a hoe, right? And his friends, as we know that when you are successful, other successful people want to associate with you. Other successful people are noticing him and saying, hey, why are you dealing with this lady? We understand and we can observe that her habits do not align with the kind of habits you have and you have practiced in order to get the success you have received. So why are you dealing with this individual? You know, you understand, you can see the red flags that she's lazy, she's entitled, she's rude, she's confrontational, she's manipulative, right? But you still want to deal with this lady. So the Captain Saverho could actually lose some friends, because we understand that when you are successful and you surround yourself with successful people, men of integrity will want you to grow as well. So when they see you dealing with individuals who will bring you down, no one wants to see a winner lose, especially when you're closely associated with them, right? And especially when it comes from a very unfortunate mistake, like just the partner he has chosen. So the Captain Saverho will notice all these red flags, that she has this quality of being entitled, rude, manipulative, and he will try to justify them, saying, you know, she's been through a lot, you know, she's very defensive, you know, you don't understand her. But deep within himself, he understands these are the kind of qualities that I will not want to put up with. But he will let it slide. Why? Because maybe because of one-itis. Maybe because that's just who he is, a Captain Saverho. So that's another quality that Captain Saverho has, is that he justifies red flags, tries to whitewash the bad qualities and not calling it out as it is. Do not have that quality. And lastly, he believes he is smarter than all the other men who she has dealt with in the past. Right? So, guys, we understand that there are some ladies who can be very manipulative, in that they really try and spin a story, especially concerning their own love life, and try to paint all of their exes as the bad guys. he was crazy, he was manipulative, he was too stingy, he didn't give me enough attention, all this and that. And all the exes are brought forward and presented as they are the ones who are on the wrong. However, they say if every part of your body hurts, then your finger could be broken. So anyone who really looked deep into that situation will realize that the attitude that she presents her past relationships really shows a lot concerning herself, right? So, however, the Captain Saverho doesn't see that. He sees that as these men weren't able to handle the strong woman. These men were falling short. And he might feel somehow, you know, entitled or quote-unquote special enough to say, you know, I will be the one to finally get it right. Not knowing that this individual, more often than not, is the one who sabotages these relationships, you know. And sometimes, as men, we need to get over ourselves. There's some situations in life where you could be totally different and get different results where others have failed. However, when it comes to such situations, you definitely need to really evaluate her past and really go through it with a fine-tooth comb. Listen to how these relationships are being brought forward and ask yourself, when you break up, or in the case that you break up, will you also be one of these situations she's sharing about to someone else? Will you also be the one kind of person who she will dump term as crazy, manipulative, stingy, he was not affectionate? When in the real sense, if anyone will actually listen to the both sides of the story, they will find out that you're actually a stand-up guy. So I think the Captain Saverho needs to get over himself and understand reality, understand that if the lady is in her whole phase and she wants to hoe around, let her hoe around. That's who she is. Also understand that he needs to be grounded in reality. Also understand that he needs to value himself. Also understand that he needs to recognize the red flags and address them. So these are the kind of things the Captain Saverho needs to do in order to change his life and become a better version of himself, in order to attract better partners. So these are just a few things I wanted to share with you guys as far as this subject of Captain Saverho. I really appreciate your feedback at Twitter, at GuyCodeKenya. And definitely share any more qualities you feel that a Captain Saverho has and how they can be rectified. Until next time, we shall talk soon. Goodbye.
Guy Code with Renan Osoye.